Welcome to Into the Night. I'm Nari, your guide on today's excursion down a twisted path. Be careful not to get lost. Be it dark or light, it's easy to lose your way. Are you ready? Then let's begin. The same old, same old. Champagne corks popped and glasses tinkled in the background. The frigid chill of the outdoors was forgotten amid the festivities, except for when the doors of the banquet hall came open to welcome another group of partygoers. Then the chilled gust swept in, an invading force to the jovial gathering inside. Tonight was a night to celebrate, to embrace new beginnings, to put the bite of winter and the disappointments of the past behind. A new year and the promise of a better tomorrow were at everyone's fingertips. Sitting alone in a corner of the room was Oliver Moore. He'd grown used to being alone, but tonight he was drawn to the crowded party in hopes that his spirits could be lifted just as he had year after year. Who wanted to be alone, especially on New Year's Eve? Not Oliver. So here he sat, taking in the sights and sounds of the merrymakers. Oliver was past the age of dancing or carrying on, so instead, he took his enjoyment from the young people in the room. He stared into the crowd, not so much at individuals, but at the crowd itself. The laughter, the music, the anticipation, all brought back so many memories. Occasionally, a peal of laughter caught his attention, and sometimes he sighed wistfully. The party reminded him of those from the past and of the people he desperately missed. He felt left out and left behind by all the people he loved. Another year had passed, and here again he sat in the ornate banquet hall of the Juilliard Hotel, all alone. Growing old was a lonely business. The pang of solitude, even amongst a crowd, brought tears to his eyes. Mindlessly, he stirred a glass filled with an amaretto sour with the scarlet-colored cherry that came with it. Never much of a drinker, the cherry was his favorite part. He remembered how, as a child, he'd beg his mother for ice cream sundaes simply so he could have the cherry. She'd laugh and tousle his hair, then indulge him in the treat. She'd even give him the cherry off her sundae just to see his eyes sparkle with delight. Oh, the memories. Lost in thought, he drew the cherry to his lips and ate it, setting the now discarded stem on his napkin. While his mind traveled back through yesteryears, his eyes never stopped watching the masses of people or the large clock on the wall ticking time away. The hands drove steadily forward to the stroke of midnight when a new year would arrive. What did that mean for Oliver? Probably the same thing it meant every year. A gust of cold air caused him to turn his attention to the door. A burst of laughter drew his eyes to a striking redhead wearing a sequined emerald gown. Could it be? No, she wouldn't be here. Not now. Still, Oliver couldn't take his eyes off the stunning woman. She looks so much like my Tess. It's more than her hair or her face. There's something intrinsically familiar about her. Maybe my eyes are playing tricks on me. Or maybe my heart just wishes it to be so. The redhead didn't see Oliver staring at her. She was engrossed in conversation with a group of bachelors. The conversation had to have been a funny one, because her laughter tinkled like piano keys into the night air. It mingled with the excited hum of conversation from around the room, accentuating at times when something one of the men, or perhaps something she herself said, was comical.
Ah, youth. I remember when Tess and I were her age. She has the same vibrancy about her that made me fall in love with my sweet wife. I miss her so.
Oliver knew that New Year's Eve was not only a time of celebrated anticipation. It was also a night to reflect on the past. He was used to doing just that. An MC interrupted the guests periodically to banter with the crowd and give updates on the waning hours left in the year. Time drew to a close now. Oliver checked the large clock on the wall. Only 23 minutes remain.
23 minutes.
His mind wandered back through the years. How many New Years had he ushered in? He wasn't sure. When you reach a certain age, the years meld together in a blur, differentiated only by the peaks and valleys of the events in between the beginning of one year and the ending of another. All he knew was that he was tired. Leaning back in his chair, he stretched and rubbed his eyes. It was too important to watch the clock strike midnight to fall asleep now. He must stay awake. Oliver turned his attention once again to the crowd, the decorated room, and the smells of the scrumptious meals available for those New York City upper crust guests who made this their tradition. He'd grown up in high society, so the lavish celebration was nothing new to him.
"This reminds me of when we were young, Tess. You were the beauty that turned every head in the room. Oh, how I miss those days and the people we knew. I miss you the most. I remember what it was like to feel young."
To feel young again. No, that feeling didn't seem so far away. Tonight caused him to be more sentimental than usual. He knew he shouldn't dwell on his losses, but his mind wouldn't let him think of much else.
"The years have caused me to lose any connection to the people I cared about. They cared about me, too. Now years repeat, one after another, and I am here to watch them come and go, all on my own. Time is an ugly beast."
A tear trickled down his cheek. He quickly wiped it away with his cloth napkin, looking left and right to make sure no one had spotted his moment of weakness. The MC made his way to the microphone.
"Ladies and gentlemen, we are to the moment we have all waited for. Watch the clock and help me count down the remaining seconds of the old year. Please, join me in singing Auld Lang Syne."
The crowd locked arms and swayed to the song they boisterously sang. Oliver quietly sang along, and then his vision began to fade.
10, 9, 8.
The room seemed dark now, and all Oliver could hear was the ticking of the great clock, the refrain of the song, and the MC's voice. Time was almost up.
7, 6, 5.
Oliver slumped back into his chair. He heard Tessa's sweet soprano singing with the crowd. With each number the MC counted down, Oliver faded away.
4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
Where the old man sat seconds before, a young man appeared wearing the same dapper tuxedo. He drew a deep breath, his eyes sparkling in the night. A new year had begun. Another lonely year lay ahead of him, but Oliver knew what he'd given up so long ago when he accepted the job. The next 12 months would be the same old for our dedicated keeper of time. Thank you for joining me for Into the Night, an anthology series written by Caroline Giamanco, narration and sound design by Nari Kwok, theme music by Nico Rodriguez, and all original music created by Alex Sexton. You can find our links in the show notes. Into the Night can be found on your favorite podcast directory. Please remember to like, share, and subscribe. If you enjoy what you hear, please leave us a 5-star review to help new excursionists to join us. See you next time. And remember, whether in the shadows or in the daylight, all twisted paths take you into the night. Into the Night is in a Fool's Quest production.